It's Morning Edition from New Hampshire Public Radio. Once again, Monday morning has rolled around, and it's time to talk with NHPR's Josh Rogers. He joins us for the latest on New Hampshire's political front. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
Okay, Josh, last week's primaries are in the books, the general election now officially underway. It's obviously felt that way for some time with the U.S. Senate contest between Kelly Ayotte and Maggie Hassan, but now it's the case for all the races. So let's talk about the other statewide contest, the race for governor.
Sure. When voters pick their nominees in the governor's race, Chris Sununu for Republicans, Colin Van Osten for Democrats, they pick the candidates who, I think it's fair to say, entered their primaries as favorites. Van Osten ended up winning with much greater ease than Sununu did. His margin was 2-1. Chris Sununu's was just about 1,000 votes. But we are getting the nominees who entered their primaries most likely to win and have a contest that pits two guys who really know each other quite well from the 4 years they've shared sitting at the executive council table.
Yeah, they do know each other well, and their council records do show some differences. There's the split over commuter rail, an issue that Van Osten has put at the center of his run. Over money for solar projects. Van Osten has supported those. Sununu has opposed them. And, of course, the difference is on funding for Planned Parenthood.
Sure. Chris Sununu obviously voted for the most recent Planned Parenthood contract, a position that probably cost him some votes during the Republican primary. But he did vote against a similar contract last year, which Van Osten has noted repeatedly. Van Osten and Sununu also split on a contract to implement expanded Medicaid. Van Osten supported, Sununu opposed. There have been differences on some nominees. Chris Sununu, for instance, voted with Republicans to block one of Governor Hassan's judicial picks because she had a career that was exclusively as a public defender. These differences have and will get attention, but I expect Van Osten and Sununu to mostly use each other's council records in service of broader arguments about their respective fitness to lead New Hampshire rather than as their prime focus.
So, Josh, you mean this isn't going to be an election decided by examining executive council votes?
Well, a bit of that will be inescapable, but the broader arguments the campaigns are seeking to make, that the other candidate is wrong for New Hampshire, those are already becoming clear. Chris Sununu is endeavoring to cast Colin Van Osten as a guy whose ideas and, by association, his pedigree are insufficiently New Hampshire. This idea that Democrats are out to change something essential about the state isn't a new line of attack from Republicans, and it hasn't worked terribly well for the GOP in recent governor's races. But as far as it applies to Van Osten personally, we're already hearing the argument that he should be seen as an opportunist. I know that's a shocking allegation to make against a politician whose roots as a campaign staffer belie any claim to being a, quote, business leader, which is how Van Osten, who has worked at Stonyfield Yogurt and Southern New Hampshire University, is casting himself. He moved here for politics was a stress I heard from more than one Republican at the GOP unity breakfast last week, which is true. But he came back in 2002, and when he arrived, it was to be a spokesman for Gene Sheen's Senate campaign. Yet it's also true that Van Osten's campaign, can get touchy when reporters note his long background in campaign work. So perhaps a bit of this is a sensitive spot for him.
And how are Democrats going after Sununu?
Well, with Planned Parenthood and Medicaid expansion being core campaign issues for them, they're already using Sununu's record on the executive council against him. The same thing goes for another core Democratic issue, the minimum wage. Chris Sununu opposes reestablishing a state minimum. But beyond those arguments, which, would be deployed against any Republican who ran, probably, there will be another argument, one helped perhaps by Chris Sununu's family history in state politics. His dad was governor, obviously. His brother was a congressman and U.S. senator. And that's the suggestion that to back Chris Sununu is to somehow back something that's outmoded. Now, Chris Sununu is just 41 years old. Van Osten is only 37, which is another aspect of this race that bears watching. They're both younger than any nominees we've had lately, certainly. But
yeah.
One thing you hear from Chris Sununu is a stated desire to return New Hampshire to what it was like when he was growing up. He tends to talk about this in the context of the business climate. He's also said similar things in regards to drugs. But if this race could get boiled down to an argument about whether New Hampshire needs to be more what it was like 30 years ago, that's a debate Democrats tell me they'll welcome.
Okay, thanks, Josh. NHPR's Josh Rogers, our senior political reporter on the political front. There's more, by the way, from Josh. You can follow Josh on Twitter as well. And, of course, you can find more political coverage, as always, at nhpr.org. It's Morning Edition from NHPR.